With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Today, Governor Steve Bullock says he wants to convene a, quote, working group to explore alternative ownership of most of the Colstrip coal-fired electricity plant. It comes at a time when the future of Colstrip is increasingly uncertain. It's majority owned by utility companies serving the West Coast, where there's mounting political pressure to stop buying coal-fired power shipped in from Montana. Governor Bullock.
Right now, we're sort of in a place where you hear a lot of noise, but not a lot of direction. To try to have a little bit more structure in a discussion, I think it's good for our overall state.
Today, Governor Bullock sent a letter to Bob Rowe, the CEO of Northwestern Energy, inviting him to be part of a working group on the Colstrip coal-fired power plant. In the letter, Bullock says that in a recent conversation, Rowe had indicated that there might be, quote, potential long-term benefits, unquote, to Northwestern taking ownership of a greater portion of Colstrip. Right now, the electricity plant is majority owned by out-of-state companies. Claudia Rapcook, a spokeswoman for Northwestern, says the company only owns about 9% of Colstrip and has not yet responded to the governor's invitation.
We would not consider any scenario that would cause harm, either in the form of increased cost or risk to our current retail supply customers. But we also know that as citizens of Montana and as an essential infrastructure provider, we have to work together to find suitable solutions to keep our economy thriving.
Governor Bullock says two out-of-state companies with large shares in Colstrip have agreed to join the working group, those being Washington State-based Puget Sound Energy and Talon Energy of Pennsylvania. Bullock says he plans to issue more invitations in the next week or so to join the working group to talk about market, legislative, and regulatory issues related to potential changes in Colstrip's ownership structure.